We got all the groceries from a spa, and then as we were leaving, my mom's like, you guys have been so long. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I hope you are doing well. Today's episode is a recap of my Easter weekend. So let's get straight in. Friday started off late because I went to go sleep at 2 a.m. on Friday for the Easter weekend because I was up late playing The Sims 2. It is a game I bought in January and I've been loving it ever since, but I never had the time to play it. It is my childhood personified because I had the original Sims before there was any sequels. So I've come a long way with it, and now that they've given the nostalgic throwback, I bought it and I never got to play it until now. So I stayed up till 2 a.m. on Friday playing it, went to sleep, got up, did what I needed to do for the day, and yeah, that was my Friday. It was chilled. I got some admin tasks done at home, so that was fun because they were things I had been putting off. So I'm definitely glad to have gotten that done and dusted, especially because there were receipts, and in this economic times, you need to know where your money's going. So that definitely opened up my eyes to my spending and such, which was sorely, sorely needed, especially due to the vet bills I recently got. My still looking for a job, you know, that's holding me back a bit in terms of just freely spending money. So being aware of where your money is going is crucial for me. So I was glad I got that done. We were busy around the house because, I don't know if I mentioned this, we had people working on our house for like 3 weeks and they only left this past Tuesday. So, well, last week, Tuesday. And just getting things done and dusted was really, really hard. So my father was home on Saturday for the long weekend and we ended up just cleaning around the house, yard work, things like that. I didn't do much heavy lifting because my nails are press-on nails. I nearly said stick-on. They are press-on nails and they are fragile. So not risking that. So I was just more like supervising, carrying juice, that type of thing. And then also once we were done, because we weren't gonna overwork ourselves, we just chilled. So I was playing The Sims again. So Saturday, my sister and I got up early and we had to go run some errands for my mom. So we went to the shop early morning and we browsed the entire mall basically that we went to, which if you are in Cape Town, there is the Haasendal Gables Mall. It is absolutely stunning and they've got so many shops there that are really, really cute. So my sister and I got breakfast and then we went to the mall and we just strolled for literal hours. We were in by the Dis-Chem. There's this little Chinese shop. We went into the P&A and then we strolled around in the spa because we needed groceries from spa, which was the intention. We got all the groceries from spa, and then as we were leaving, my mom's like, you guys have been so long, the guys are tired, as in my father and brother, so can you bring some KFC for lunch? So we went through the drive-through on the way home for lunch, and then Sunday was chilling. We were so tired from the Saturday that we were just chilling. My sister was also house sitting this weekend, so her and I would drive to the house just because of safety in numbers, open up, feed the dog, all that kind of thing, and then come back home. So we did that morning and night from Saturday, Sunday, and then she handled it herself on Monday because I was there. So Sunday we were chilling in the house, but I was getting a lot of small admin things out the way. I was sorting out things to resell, stuff like that. And then Monday comes around, and Monday is also a public holiday just like Friday was. It was family day and my nieces and I all went to Access Park, which I absolutely love. But they have a new Lindt store that they built, and this Lindt store they built is the only other store that does Lindt ice cream. So if you are in Cape Town, you will know the V&A Waterfront Lindt store has an ice cream machine. The Kenilworth one is the only other available one in the country, as far as I know, in terms of like Cape Town, the Western Cape. So that's amazing. And we went there. We first just walked around the mall or Access for a good while, just browsing. And then we went to the Lindt store. And when I say they were sold out, I mean they were sold out. They only had the small bunnies left. They didn't have a lot of variety in terms of the cornet, whatever they call it, the boxes. They didn't have a lot of different flavors available because they were so sold out. And I was like furious. But it is what it is. We bought chocolates for everyone and then some. And then we also shared a tub each. It was so much fun because they really just make it so, so good. And then after that, we went for lunch and then we went home. Well, we dropped my nieces off at their home, my sister's place, obviously. And we were sitting chatting there for a while before we eventually went home. But it was such a nice day. Yeah, and that is my Easter weekend. I was chilled. It wasn't very busy, which I absolutely loved. Like, I was so glad it was a chill weekend. Compared to the past few weeks I've been having, it was so nice to just slow down, take things easy, do things at a leisurely pace, which is like the only thing I can recommend. One thing I do not recommend is staying up late though, because that threw me off. And I don't know if anyone else understands this feeling of invincibility once you do things on a lack of sleep, because that rolled over. When I went to go sleep on Friday at 2 a.m. and I got to sleep late on Saturday and then got to do what I needed to do, I was sleeping late every single night. And that's not good because it leads you to making stupid decisions. So this is where the song of the week comes in, which is Should Have Gone to Bed by the Plain White Tees, which is an incredible song, by the way. That aside, the lesson is I should have gone to bed. I should have gone to bed earlier. I know it's more of a love song type of thing where it's like, I should have gone to bed. I shouldn't have called you. I shouldn't have made this mistake I keep making. Which when applied to this context, it's like chef's kiss, honestly, because I should have gone to bed. I should not have stayed up late playing. I should not have repeated the mistake day after day. And now I'm just thrown out in terms of my whole pattern. So learn from my mistake. Don't do what I do. Do better. That's why I make these things. Please just do better than what I do. That's all I ask. So that is the end of my spiel. Thank you for joining me as per usual. Keep being a better being. And I will see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.